Well, good afternoon. My name is Fernando Goldia Mendez Flores, and today my team and I we will explain or present a podcast about the simple present grammar and about the time expressions. Well, let's start.
Good afternoon, my name is Carlos Mora Totocintle, and I will talk about the simple present in the affirmative form. Okay, in the affirmative form, you only need put first the personal pronoun. After that, you need put the verb be, and finally, you need put the verb in simple present.
To make a sentence in the negative form, you have to put the verb do next to the substantive, but next to that verb you need to put the negation not, and to abbreviate it you have to put don't. For example, I don't eat it. Or another example, I don't understand.
And now I'm going to explain about the interrogative form in simple present. The construction of the interrogative form is different if the verb is an auxiliary verb or a normal verb. If the verb is an auxiliary verb, the interrogative is formed without the auxiliary. Do, does, and did. For example, is Bruno in his office? Other rule is if the verb is normal, the interrogative is formed with the auxiliary. Do, does, did. As always, after an auxiliary verb, the verb is added in the infinite without to. For example, did she see the movie? In both cases, the sentence is formed by inverting the first auxiliary verb. For example, she's dreaming, and the question is she dreaming? And well, that's all about the interrogative form.
Jesus Uriel Jimenez Jimenez. My subject is rules, EES. To start making your rule, we will need the internose heading in O, provided it is preceded by consonant is, W is, S, O, H, H, X, and Z. Hard added is, E is. And for O, and four nouns heading in Y, both preceded by consonant letters. T Y is challenged by an E is his hated. On the other hand, four nouns heading in Y, both preceded by a verb letter. Only S is hated, and we conclude the rule. For example, likes. It's life, swims.
Well, I'm Carolina, and I'm going to explain the expression time. There are so many type of expression time. There is in past, there are yesterday, last week, an hour ago, recently, a little while ago, a long time ago, in the past, this morning, in present, we can find today, this week, now, as we speak, at this moment, this day, nowadays, and at this time. In future, we can find tomorrow, next week, in an hour ago, in an hour, soon, in the near future, wait of in the future, eventually, and later this evening. The time expression usually got at the end of or after or at the beginning of a sentence. For example, yesterday I went to the school, I went to school yesterday, or this week I'm going to New York, or it can be too, I'm going to New York this week. Another popular time expression are, I wake up in the morning, I like to drink. When I wake up in the morning, I like to drink coffee. And using time expression with the correct verb tense will improve your English. For example, in past tense we can find, last week I went to the movies. Or in present continuous tense to describe the entire week, this week I'm working early in the morning. Or to go into the future, next week I'm going to take a trip to California. And this is all. I hope you enjoy it and learn a little more.
In conclusion, this podcast can help you and help us to learn about the simple present form, about the time expressions, and about the S and ES rules. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and if you want more, just tell us and we will create more podcasts for you to learn more about the English forms and about the English grammatic in general.
That was our podcast. We are Fernando, Carlos, Jesus, Carolina, and me, Victor. In this podcast, we explained how to make sentence in simple present. This will help you to understand another forms.
My conclusion is that when we use correctly all the present simple, the rules, and even the time expression, we can make a complete idea of what we want to say. For example, if we want to, I don't know, tell a story or make a tale, or even tell what we did in the day or in this week, we have to know how to use correctly the time expressions, the present continuous, the present simple, and all of the times, and all of the topics that we use, that we talk about in the podcast. And we hope that you learn a little more. And if you don't understand to the teacher, I hope that you understand us, and then you approve your exam.